Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
I see life ahead, it's passing right before my eyes. And the best is the
welcome back, 17 to the hour. Thanks for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am a small business advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com. And the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. Hope you check those out. Use them to your advantage. So we got our good friend Leo Haviland here. He's a great thinker, a great global economic thinker, Wall Street analyst, author of Words on the Street. I encourage you to check his web, leohaviland.com, right, Leo? Is that right?
Yes, sir.
leohaviland.com. Check it out. His writings, folks, are outstanding, and they're in plain English, so even I can understand them. Leo, quickly before we get to the Eurozone issue that I wanted you to help us with. Aramco, which now is that the, I always forget, Aramco is the name of the Saudi Arabian oil company, right?
Yes.
Okay. So they're planning on spinning off of an offering, right? They're going to do an IPO of their oil.
They intend to. It's forecast to come out sometime next year.
Now, I know enough about the securities industry to know that in every offering, there's a due diligence section where you have to identify the good, the bad, and the ugly. You had to, even to the point where you have to say, you know, the earth could open up and swallow up the whole country. It could become the oil could catch on fire and could all burn up. You got to say stuff like that. How are they, and you got to prove as best you can what you're offering, what's the nature, how many buildings do you have, et cetera. How are they going to represent the inventory that they've never wanted to tell anybody about?
They probably will offer some cautious element regarding their proven and potential reserves. But you raise a very subtle point here, Jim, on how they can do so in a fluctuating price environment. They can say they have more reserves in the general sense if the price is, say, $100. But if it's $10, a lot of that oil may not easily come out of the ground, although they're a very efficient producer, which suggests on the oil pricing front that between now and their offering, the Saudis will do their very best not to permit the price to collapse.
Well, here's another thing that you have to remember. That nation is not a stable nation, even though people think it is. I mean, they're buying if I'm not mistaken, they're buying their populace off with money to keep them settled. I know they're trying to diversify over there, but if we have one bad year or two where their oil drops to nothing, almost back like it did 20, say 18 years ago, down to $10-$12 a barrel, and they don't have the money to pay their people off, there could be a revolt over there. And I mean, I just don't see it as a good, I just don't see it as a good investment to me. I wouldn't put my money in it. What do you think?
For those who diversify and want some modest amount of their assets in the oil sector, it still strikes me as reasonable to have an investment in state oil companies.
You better know what you're doing, though.
Yes, even if there was a regime change there, they still have to produce because there's still going to be people. And they still need to have revenue.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's going to be an interesting, a very interesting thing to buy into a state-owned investment. Let's move over and talk about the Eurozone. The English are out. It looks like maybe France is going to stay because it looks like Le Pen's not going to beat Macron in the election. Is that what it's looking like now?
It seems so. There's enough of a percentage point spread from the statisticians that even if they're wrong, Macron looks likely to win.
The Le Pen is the lady who is the nationalist, sort of the anti-Eurozone candidate, and then Macron is more the traditional conservative, but more not as liberal like some of the previous administrations, but more in line to keep the status quo, right?
Yes, he's unlikely to encourage leaving the Eurozone or moving away from the euro currency.
That's a good event. If you like the Eurozone, if the Eurozone is a good thing, this thing happening in France is probably good, isn't it?
It is. The world has enough instability and issues without Europe fracturing further.
I don't see anything good coming from the Eurozone collapsing, even though I'm not necessarily a proponent of it. I've been skeptical of it. I reported on this when they were putting it together back, 17, 18 years ago, and the currency, and I've been skeptical of it, but I don't think there's anything to benefit from it collapsing now.
Not in an era over there where growth in general has been sluggish, where unemployment on balance seems high, and where in several of the countries, still Greece and even Italy, there are significant debt problems.
And Putin is lurking in the woods around many of them, of the nations, like a wolf waiting on the lambing season.
Russia does have its sphere of influence concerns. However, its major worry probably ties into the neutrality of Ukraine and whether or not it ties into NATO. I don't know that he's that worried about Germany or France. Themselves.
But still, he would like to disrupt the Eurozone. You and I think he would, don't you?
I suspect so.
I mean, he's they're involved in a lot of elections. They're sticking their nose in. You know, it's famously in America too. Supposedly, we know that they're having effect over there. So, anyway, the Eurozone, folks, is something we should watch because we do a lot of business over there, and whatever happens over there affects us out here on Main Street.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.